A charity event in South Auckland is raising funds to support autistic children and their families who are struggling to access speech therapy services. Led by the support group ASD Dads, the Run for Autism event promises to be a day filled with unity, compassion and action as participants lace up, ready to make a difference in the lives of ASD families. I caught up with the founder of ASD Dads, Jordan Ikitule, to talk about the upcoming event.
So our Run for Autism charity event for a lot of our kids and a lot of our families have expressed that they're struggling to pay for speech therapy, and it's for many reasons. It could be like a big delay in the diagnosis or a big delay in funding. So we've learned that the longer it takes for our kids to get into speech therapy, the less effective it will be. And we're also fundraising to continue to run free community events for our families with autism.
I'll get back to you on the financial strains of paying for speech therapy sessions, but what's your personal connection with autism? Is it something that impacts you directly?
Yeah, my son, he's 5, a beautiful boy, and he's got autism and global development delay, so something that I'm really passionate about.
How old was he when he was diagnosed with autism?
He was 3 years old when he got the diagnosis.
What was your reaction when you found out about your son's condition?
Oh, we were like happy and also like a bit of mixed emotions because we were sort of like knew something was up, but we weren't too sure. And then once he finally got diagnosed, we were like a bit of relief because we knew that we could start adapting and changing our parenting style and our lives around just to suit our son. So it was a bit of a relief and then also a bit of mixed emotion.
And so setting up ASD Dads, was that like a response to the struggles that you faced while trying to navigate the existing support systems?
Yeah, exactly. It was real difficult. We found it like real difficult to navigate through the system and what sort of supports there were out there, and connecting with other families or like-minded people walking a similar journey. So for me, when I decided to create ASD Dads, I didn't know it was such a big need. So we started in September last year. I just put out a video and said that I want to start this dads group, a safe space for fathers of autistic children to just come in Talanoa and be around, be in a safe space around other fathers. And it pretty much blew up from that first video. And yeah, we haven't slowed down since.
How have you been able to break down stigma surrounding autism, especially as a Pacific person where there's still a lack of awareness around the condition in our community?
Yeah, it's been a bit of a challenge. Like, I know there's some other support groups out there and things, but New Zealand's like way behind, especially in our Pacific community. We're still like far behind in terms of education, in terms of acceptance, and in terms of awareness. A lot of our communities sort of don't identify what autism is, so we're quite far back. So it's been a bit of a challenge, but it's also something that we are setting up this year to run more classes, not just for the immediate family, but also for the wider family. So when we're taking our kids to things like church or Christmas or birthdays, like our wider family also understand that we need to understand their world and not try and force them into our world.
Absolutely. And just, getting back into the purpose of the fun run, do you have a target of how much you're wanting to raise?
Yeah, our target is quite massive. We want to try and fundraise $100,000, and we want to help out as much families as we can. We didn't realize, I guess, how big the need is, and we're only starting to find out more and more. So the more that we can fundraise, I know we're quite close to the event, but we're faithful and hopeful, and even if we make a fraction of that, as long as we can help another family or other families, then we'll be happy.
You mentioned that there's a big need in addressing autism. How much are families having to fork out for speech therapy services at the moment?
there's a lot of families. There's a lot of families that are, yeah, there's so many families, like, that are just waiting to get the funding. There's a lot of families that are paying for it privately. There's a lot of Pasifika families that are working overtime to try and make up for that sort of stuff. So, and even for us, we were lucky. We didn't even have speech therapy. We got given a scholarship from Acorn Trust, who are based in Newmarket, and that was like a big blessing for us. But for us personally, we were struggling to sort of get into that space. So, yeah, we were lucky when they gave us a scholarship last year for our son to do free speech therapy. But there's a lot of other families out there that are still waiting and struggling.
Just wondering, you know, besides the financial side of things, and I know that you want to continue with these free events, what else are you hoping will come from the fun run?
Just more awareness and acceptance for our autistic families, especially our kids. Like, it's not easy a lot of times when you're taking your kid out and people don't understand. Sometimes they just look at us parents and think, oh man, those parents are useless, or those parents should just discipline their kid. And I think it's just a lack of understanding and awareness. So I just hope that our events, and especially with like the run, that it just raises more awareness for our kids, because it does put a bit of a strain and mental strain on the parents, and then that could affect the family. So for us, it's mainly awareness, acceptance, and then raising funds for the other families that are waiting for that speech therapy.
And just to close off our talanoa, what message do you have for Pasifika families who are facing barriers while living with autism?
I would say just stay faithful and keep the faith and keep doing what you're doing. Like, no doubt the families are doing an amazing job, and they're not alone. Like, there's a lot of us out there. We just don't know, because a lot of us tend to stay home or stay behind closed doors. So that's probably the biggest message. I just want them to know is that they're not alone, and try to get in contact with us and try and attend some of our events, because they're made for our families.